Well, it started a couple years ago. There were some rumors that the city was looking to beautify the town, and that was instigated by the building of the new building, near Toyota on the highway.
Oh, I forget
the operation building. Sorry. Yeah. And when you build a huge building like this, there's like a budget for art, you know, 1%. And I believe, if I understand correctly, the 1% for that building was financing like artwork for around the town, you know, so it's for the building, but also the building belongs to the city, and so the city got roped into that. So instead of putting all the art inside the building, I think they opted to have it all around. So that's my understanding of it. And so there was a huge document to read, about 37 pages, to see what they wanted and to do proposals. So I read through this, came up with a couple ideas, and kind of focused on one. And then they were saying, we're proposing a few sites. You can also tell us where your piece would like to go. And one of the places that they recommended was the Tekini Arena, but it was not said if it was inside, outside, whatever. And I just looked at it and I thought, I think that would be kind of fun to have something big on the outside that people could see every day. And so that's how I selected that. And then I got to work on trying to come up with something interesting.
And the piece itself, why did you go to choose that specific design that we see up there now?
Right. Well, knowing that the city wanted something to represent itself, you know, the name, it's all in the name, right? So I decided, we don't see too many horses around town, and this is the name of the town. So I thought, okay, I'll work with that. I love canoeing, and I think if I use a few icons around town, I can probably kind of like work something into a cool little design that's kind of goes well together. So that's how I put the Northern Lights and the Midnight Sun, the boat, the SS Klondike, several critters. And I try to put something for everyone to identify with, you know, the elders, the children, people new to the Yukon, people that have been here for a long time. And so anyways, I spent a lot of time just thinking, letting the idea come to me, and this is what came to my mind.
How long did it take to actually physically make the design? I know it looked like it, you know, obviously you've got several pieces that had to be put together and then put up. How long did it take you to actually actually create the project?
Well, it took, what I did is, like, once I was awarded this contract, I spent 1 month in my studio to make a 10-foot-long mock-up mm-hmm. of the mural. To work out every single brush strokes, every line, everything, every color, everything. I've done this, something like this before, so I knew what I was getting into. I had a bit of a vertigo because this is really huge. And it's about 600 square feet. So I wanted to have no hesitation and no confusion when it came down time to do the panels themselves. So I did 3 feet by 10 foot long mock-up in my studio. And so I worked out all the details, all the strategy. So that was 1 month. And when that was finished, it was about 4.5 months outside in the yard working 21 panels. By I call it flying by instruments, because what I did is I was able to get some stencil sheets. We photograph the mural. My partner is a genius with photography and printing and digital manipulations. So we were able to get like life-size sheets that I was able to use as a stencil. And then I kind of trace the design per panel, you know, it was all divided, and then I traced it, and then I got to paint with, you know, what I had done before. I had a copy of the mock-up, and I just followed the colors, I followed the lines, and I just hoped for the best.
And then when it came out, obviously, you had to be really, really proud of it.
I was, the weekend that we put it up at the Tekini Arena, October 9th to the 11th, I was very nervous because that was the first time I saw it all put together. Mm-hmm. And I many thoughts went through my mind, wondering, you know, of many things that could have gone wrong, nothing happened, you know, like everything lined up. I did not repeat a panel, so I thought maybe sometime I would just, like, get confused because there's so many panels. And so all the engineerings and all the planning, the blueprints, and it all worked out. And I got a fantastic team that put it up, the green screen team that I, you know, hired. And they were fabulous. And yeah, once it was put up, it was, oh, okay, that's what it looks like, okay.
And now that it's up, and now that, you know, people are driving by it every day, and, you know, people stop and look at it because it's in the parking lot of the hockey arena,
yeah.
You know, a place where a lot of people are congregating.
Yeah.
Now, how does that feel to know that that's your piece up there that, you know, thousands and thousands of people still look at and sort of marvel at every day?
Oh, well, thank you very much. Well, it's still new, you know, I'm still... I did go through like a postpartum kind of a couple of weeks where I just felt, now what?
Yeah.
You know, there was an emptiness because all summer long, pretty much every day, I suited up and I went into the hamster wheel. I wanted to beat the cold weather and the snow, and there was not one day to waste. And so now that it's up there, you know, I feel relieved. I feel a little bit of nostalgia from, like, you know, being such in close contact with my baby. But yeah, it's still kind of a new sensation knowing that it's finally done. It's there for people to see. And I'm surprised how well, how big it is. I thought it was going to be smaller. So I'm not disappointed there. You can see it from kind of far away, I think. And yeah, I'm overwhelmed by everything. And people come up to me, you know, here and there. And, you know, not everyone is seeing it all at once. So that's kind of fun. There's a bit of a trickle. And, you know, I'm very grateful for all the comments. And I'm very relieved. That's the main thing. It's done. And yeah, it took the starch of me, but it's I'm very grateful for the city to have trusted me with this project.
Are you excited to see what it looks like in the winter when the snow's on the roof of the arena? And
yeah, I've never thought of that, but it's I believe that throughout the season it will look different, just like a mountain or something, different kind of you know aspect of the light and the and, you know, the temperature and all this. But it's still new. It's a new medium. I painted it with sign painter's enamel, and so that was really toxic. I had to suit up for all this, but it dried like glass. It was beautiful. It was worth it. I hope I didn't shorten my lifespan, but I took all the precautions, and I painted it on aluminum panels. So this is all new, but it seems like the best kind of approach to it.
What are you going to be working on now? Obviously, I'm assuming you've got some art coming up to come up for Christmas. And I think I saw on your Facebook page you've got some Christmas cards that are going to be made as well.
Yeah, well, I do have a collection that's already, you know, out there. And I'm kind of on a leave right now. It's just that I need to be away from paints just for a month and something. So this year will be different. I think I will do some more, like, I want to deepen my my skills as a painter and explore other avenues, you know. So I'm taking a different direction. I think the mural was kind of like the end of a chapter. And now I'm not really sure. As you can tell, I'm kind of like a bit confused what's going on. I am still recovering. But I want to perhaps explore landscape and different mediums and just have no boundaries for a while. And then probably in January I will be on to something else. But at this point, it's just kind of like no pressure on myself.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for doing this.
Well, thank you.
Really interesting just to hear about how it came together.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.